on Big V Racing.
Green light on.
With Dan Malicki.
Let's talk some trots on this Thursday afternoon here on the Big V with Matt Nevitt and Matt Stewart. And Dan Malicki joins us now to have a look at the weekend's harness action. Hello, Dan.
How are you, Matt?
I'm well, thank you. And as always, you're brought to us by your wonderful sponsor.
Yeah, Lower Long Farms, who were delighted to present 27 outstanding yearlings at the 2023 Melbourne Nutrien Sale at Inglis Oaklands Junction from April 1, offering classy colts and fillies of both gates. Among many highlights of the trotting bred draft are a Volstead colt from multiple group winner Sassy Pinevale and a What the Hill colt from a former Australian two-year-old, three-year-old and age trotting mare of the year, Claudie's Princess. The sale will also feature yearlings from the first crop of regally bred millionaire Pastor Stephen, including a filly from New Zealand Derby winner She's One of the Boys. Detailed information on each lot, including pedigrees, photos and videos, are available at nutrienequine.com.au and on-farm inspections are welcomed by appointment. Lower Long Farms, where quality is our priority.
Now, Danny, we're going to catch up with Elizabeth Andrews very shortly from the Pancare Foundation to have a chat to us about this initiative, which we were told about a couple of weeks ago on Green Light On, where Lower Long Farms are going to be selling a yearling at the upcoming sales, and the funds of that sale will go to Pancare. So looking forward to chatting to Elizabeth in a minute. Just on the topic that we were talking about before you came on, Dan, in around different camera angles that can we were potentially throwing up for maybe making straight racing at Healesville more entertaining. Do you think that the trots could do a similar sort of thing? You know, get an extra camera angle somewhere, or get a drone shot or something different to make it more exciting as well.
Summer of Glory had a few added extras.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
and they were good, particularly under lights. Those drone shots, I thought they looked fantastic around Melton. Personally, I think they're best used not in the final lap. You know, but when you've got a multiple lap race, they work well, or on replay. You can imagine in a greyhound race, if you had a high drone shot, they look great from above, but punters trying to watch the race, it wouldn't do it justice until you watched a replay, or if it was a long distance race, maybe the first couple of 100 metres, because you could still get a good view, but you might just lose where you are in the run. But there's a lot of racetracks of all three codes. When they were built, they weren't really built for TV when you consider how long they've been about. I mean, some of our best racetracks, including Flemington, I mean, let's face it, it could be better, couldn't it? The photo finish angles. And in many places that a lot of people aren't aware of, the TV angle, what you see watching your Sky Channel or Racing.com or Trots Vision, it's not in the same place as where the race caller is. So often it doesn't actually complement what the race caller is seeing and vice versa. And that's been going on for a long time. There's very few places where the angle of the TV line is exactly the same as the race caller. And that's something that could be addressed, which would fix up a lot of little issues, I would imagine.
Yeah, certainly. Great point. Hey, Dan, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago on the show, this initiative that Lower Long Farms and Pancare have teamed up. Pancare is a charitable organisation creating awareness and raising funds for pancreatic cancer and related illnesses of the liver and stomach. And at the upcoming sales, funds from a sale from Lower Long are going to go towards Pancare. And Elizabeth Andrews from Pancare joins us now on Green Light On. Elizabeth, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here to talk about Pancare and upper gastrointestinal cancers as well.
Can you just tell us a little bit about the foundation?
Absolutely. So Pancare is a not-for-profit organisation that exists to look after patients and their families who are diagnosed with upper gastrointestinal cancers. So for those who are unfamiliar with what an upper GI cancer is, they're cancers that are pancreatic, stomach, liver, biliary and esophageal cancers. So some of those cancers are really low survival cancers and are often only diagnosed in their advanced stages as well. So it's a really important cause to be raising funds for to help those patients who are diagnosed.
And a lot of those issues often are related to some back pains, or they initiate, or the awareness could be coming from back pains. And I think one of our co-hosts, Maddie Stewart's had a few back pains lately, and they're just little things that trigger you to go and check out as early as possible, Liz.
Thanks for that, Dan.
Look, don't be alarmed, but it is important to get things checked out, particularly if it is persistent or unusual for you. But I think that's particularly one of the greatest challenges about these cancers, is that there isn't an early detection test like there is bowel cancer or prostate cancer. And a lot of the symptoms that people have early on when they're diagnosed are ones that you might relate to, spending too much time in the garden or getting a little bit older, things like abdominal pain, weight loss, changes in your stools, nausea, fatigue. They're all common symptoms. So we do encourage people, if you do have symptoms like that that are persistent or uncommon for you, it's always important to go see your doctor.
And the connection with Lowalong here, Elizabeth, this is really exciting for the foundation that at the upcoming sales, one of their yearlings that is sold, that the funds are going to go towards Pancare.
Absolutely. So Kath and the team there have been so generous to be supporting Pancare. And I think that's one thing that we always are so thrilled at, is there's so many people that have been impacted by these cancers, whether it's a loved one, that want to do their part to help raise funds for research and to support patients. So Kathy's going to be so generously donating the sales of those yearlings to Pancare, which will go an incredible way to help build on the services that we provide patients who have been diagnosed with these cancers and into important research as well.
Well, Lot 673A, it's a filly by Soho Tribeca out of 1 Minute to Dream, and Matt and Liz. It's also eligible for the VicBred 12K bonus. All this is 100% of the sale proceeds. So whatever it is knocked down for, it will go to Pancare, which is extraordinary, really. Even Nutri and Equine, who are hosting the sales, donating all their fees and commissions. So hopefully there's a good purse there and a great donation coming your way, Liz.
Oh, we certainly hope so. And as I said, it really does go a long way to help find better treatments for these cancers and to support those who have been diagnosed as well. So we can't thank Kath and the team enough. And it certainly, will be really helpful for us.
Such an important foundation. Liz, appreciate you jumping on and sharing a little bit of information with us, and we'll certainly be following the sale of the yearling at the upcoming sales.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me today.
There's Elizabeth Andrews there from the Pancare Foundation. So, we'll certainly be keeping a close eye on that yearling, which goes through the ring in the upcoming sales, and all of those, or the funds from that, will go towards Pancare to help create awareness and raise funds for pancreatic cancer and related illnesses of the liver and stomach. Hey, Danny, huge weekend in the trots this weekend. There's quite a lot of good action tomorrow on a Friday, not just in Victoria, but also in New South Wales. But certainly all eyes on Echuca for the Echuca Pacing Cup.
Oh, it's a terrific night there. We've been there the last couple of years. In fact, Matt Stewart was there a couple of years ago. We had an absolute ball, Matt, a bit sad that we're not there this time. But we did have a good weekend, although you did pull the plug halfway on the golf round.
Well, I was seeing how well you and Simone were playing, and I thought it was for the greater good that I pulled the plug. it was a good night. We had a nice marquee. And to me, there's a good growth opportunity up there at Echuca to generate we were discussing it at the time, Dan, with the grey, what do you call them? The grey army that go through.
It's a huge place now, isn't it, Echuca, Moama? It really shocked me how big it's become.
Yeah, exactly. So there is potential growth there. I think the club could, aim at, trebling that crowd and not having to bend over backwards to do it in coming years. I think there's a good opportunity there.
Yeah, and the Cup's there tomorrow night, so they've got a really good field. It's a pretty even field. I think Double the Hunter looks the horse to beat. But on the Sunday, there's the Oyen Cup. There's two trot meetings, Oyen Cup and also at Cranbourne, and wedged in between Matt and Matt. Feel like I've got an echo. But it's a Group 1 night with a Something About Maori Trotters free-for-all, one of the most regally bred trotters related to Maori's Idol, and Inter Dominion winner herself, Something About Maori. And it's the last leg of the Kieran Manning trotting series treble for mares, and it looks like it's a race at Queen Elida's Mercy.
Dan, look forward to hearing you call all of the action there on Saturday night at Melton. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
You know, I wouldn't mind a straight race for a 1,200 metre straight race for the trotters. I'd enjoy that, You reckon I've always been on about having shoots at the racetracks, at the harness tracks, even if they're lapping a bit, but I'd love that. What do you reckon? Is a point of difference, Matt?
Mm-hmm. Well, Jared's on the line. He's rung in about straight racing and ground racing. He might want to buy into it just as they move in for the first at Warrnambool. Just quickly, Jared, because we've only got 30 seconds. You've got a query on the straight racing as well?
Yeah, boys, I came in halfway through, so I might have missed a little bit there, but I'm all for continuous improvement. But was there something that sparked this around you know, the need to clean up the image? Because that's sort of the angle that the conversation was taking.
Is well, it was about this dominant greyhound who keeps winning up the straight at Unleash Kalinda at Healesville, and it sort of morphed from there into a conversation about straight racing having less interference and therefore for the greater good, and whether there are options there. That's how it flowed.
And safety across all three codes, yeah, just a general discussion around it. So that's sort of how we got onto the topic. Hey, Dan, on your point, if anyone can make it happen, it's you, mate. So I think you're onto something.
I can move hills, but not mountains.
Good on you, Dan. We need to go. We're out of time.
Thanks, Jared.
We'll talk soon.
Good on you, Matty. Good on you, Dan.